for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information about Relief Factor and the 2-week quick start for just $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
I asked Mark Dukes if he wanted to stick around and do 3 more hours of radio by himself, but he said no, so you're stuck with us.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
And I say England's greatest prime minister was Lord Palmerston.
Hit the elder.
Lord Palmerston!
Hit the elder!
Okay, you asked for it, Boggs!
You asked for it, Boggs. Happy birthday, going out to Hall of Fame third baseman Wade Boggs. Welcome in to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann, our producer, on the other side of the glass, waiting to hear from you today at 319-366-1600. Beautiful day here in eastern Iowa, coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. We're going to catch up later on in the program with Cedar Rapids Colonels third baseman Travis Blankenhorn, and what I'm going to go ahead and label is the single greatest interview that you will ever hear in your life. Because we live in an era where people can say things, and whether or not they're true, if I say it's true, then it is. We caught up with Travis earlier today. Phil Miller is going to join us at 6:30 tonight as well from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Another great outing today for former Cedar Rapids Colonel pitcher Jose Berrios. Goes 8 innings for Minnesota. And another former Colonel could be on his way to the major leagues. Felix Jorge having his name bandied about as a possible call-up to maybe help out that Twins bullpen. Lots of news to get to today. We'll take a peek at how things are going at the U.S. Open at Erin Hills. That's where Scott Unash is at. I don't believe he's there today, but he's going to be there this weekend. Fascinating stuff, Alex. I was reading on this town, which is about the size of my hometown. I'm from DeWitt here in eastern Iowa. I think most people who listen to the program know that. But this town that's hosting the U.S. Open is about 4,500 people. And it balloons to 45,000 people this weekend as folks descend upon it for the Open, people like Scott Unash. And it's a really lucrative time to rent your house out. People are looking for a place to stay. And so what many of the locals have done there is, and according to Teddy Greenstein from the Chicago Tribune, has a great story on what it's like to live there this weekend. A lot of the locals will rent their house out. They can get about $1,000 a day for their house. And so they will take the money that someone has paid them to live in their house, and then they go on vacation. So half the town, maybe not half, but a lot of people in this town are on vacation this week. And the vacations are being paid for by people who themselves are probably on vacation going to and attending the U.S. Open. But the folks who live there also get parking passes as part of the, I guess you got to sweeten the pot with the locals, because you know this is going to be a massive inconvenience, this influx of people and humanity. And they get these parking passes, and they alone are worth about $150 to $250 on the secondary market. And so the people who live there turn around and they sell those on the secondary market as well.
Now, this seems like the perfect storm for these people to take a vacation. Now, my question is, this tournament obviously isn't always at Erin Hills. So does this happen during every single golf tournament that they have at this golf course? That's what I want to know, because even if it's not the U.S. Open, are they still getting this sweet deal whenever there's a golf tournament at this place?
I think this is probably just for the Open. 4,525 people in the town of Hartford, Wisconsin. Scott Unash is going to be one of them this weekend.
It's about 37 miles away from Milwaukee and just about, I think, over 120 miles away from Chicago. So I'm guessing the hotels in Milwaukee and the hotels in Chicago are always busy, but a lot of people probably staying in those two areas and driving to Hartford, Wisconsin to catch the U.S. Open. But I've always wanted to go to a big-time golf tournament, one of the majors, and I really let this opportunity slip away.
This is a bone to everybody out there who I insulted yesterday when I said that I was bored by golf, other than the Masters. The Masters is, I pay attention to that every year. I don't say I watch wall-to-wall coverage, but usually Saturday and Sunday, I'm tuned in. You got the Mosaic on DirecTV, all that good stuff at home. Ricky Fowler, 7-under. This is very un-open-like right now, to have somebody be 7-under atop the leaderboard. You may be asking yourself how Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is doing. Zach is finished for the day at 1-under par, so 6 strokes off of the leader. And one other name I'll throw out there, because now that Sergio Garcia has won a major, Lee Westwood is widely regarded as the best golfer still looking for his first major win. Lee Westwood at 3-under, so he's 4 strokes back, not on the leaderboard today. Phil Mickelson, who did wind up withdrawing, and he's going to spend U.S. Open weekend at his daughter's high school graduation.
Here is your golf analysis for the day from me. Apparently it rained before the start of this tournament, so things were a little bit slow today, leading to some good scores, and Ricky Fowler said it himself. When this, apparently the forecast is getting better, the forecast is improving. They don't expect too much rain or too much moisture over the next couple of days. Things are going to break wide open when the golf course has a little bit more time to dry. And that came from, straight from Ricky Fowler's mouth. I'm not trying to act like a golf analyst right here. I promise. Mel Kuhn's expertise is not in the game of golf.
I liked Ricky Fowler until I saw him last year at the Zach Johnson outing here in Cedar Rapids at the Cedar Rapids Country Club, because Fowler was the only one who wasn't interacting with the fans. And that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Now, you get these charity events and you get a lot of people who show up and they're professional autograph seekers and everything, and they're looking to get a pin flag signed or something and turn it around and sell it for $75, $100 or whatever on eBay. But virtually everybody that was there was signing autographs, posing for photos, interacting with fans, and Fowler was having none of it. And I know last year, given the timing for Zach's event, I hear it was difficult for some of those guys from the PGA Tour to get into town, and I think Fowler was on a little bit of a lack of sleep at that point. But I just thought, acknowledge the people that are there, because he was obviously next to Jordan Spieth and maybe John Daly, the biggest name that was there among the golfers.
It was a charity event, right?
Yeah.
And I know you're trying to temper this. There's no excuse for that. You come to a charity event and there are thousands of people there to see you. You have to interact with the fan, I guess I'm not going to say you have to because it's his life, but you would think that it would be highly encouraged, he would be highly encouraged to interact with the fans. And whenever people bring up the whole eBayer thing, the whole eBayer dynamic where you have people reselling autographs, my response to that is, why do they care?
Yeah, you know, and I've always been in the camp, and you know me, I have a pretty decent memorabilia collection. And I added some golf stuff to that last year. I've got a Zach Johnson 2007 Masters flag now that I need to get framed and put on the wall of the basement that won't be finished for another 17 and a half years until after my son has graduated from high school. But I'm of the opinion, look, celebrities don't owe people anything. Okay? I mean, if they don't want to interact, they don't want to sign, whatever, no big deal. But at least don't act like you're put off when somebody wants you to sign something or wants a picture or something. And you're there, and also you play golf for a living, and you're sort of an ambassador for the sport, kind of, right? Jim Furyk was great, and I've always been a Jim. I've liked Jim Furyk, and then, of course, he winds up to go on and do something pretty special last year, golf-wise, and so I'm pretty happy that I had my interaction with him that I did. But, yeah, I'm not exactly rooting for Ricky Fowler to win this thing this weekend, but we'll wait and see because it's the first day of play there at Erin Hills, and as anybody who's ever watched the U.S. Open knows, things go from bad to worse typically, especially as far as the course conditions go. But 7-under, extremely impressive right out of the gate for Ricky Fowler, and Zach at 1-under is right there in the mix as well, so it gives us something to follow here over the next couple days at KGYM. The brackets are out for the Cayman Islands Classic. That's the tournament that the Iowa men's basketball team is going to be participating in this year around Thanksgiving. The Hawkeyes are taking on Louisiana.
Louisiana Lafayette.
I had to do a double take at this because I thought everybody knows Louisiana State. Everybody knows, for the most part, Louisiana Lafayette, Louisiana Monroe, the University of Louisiana.
That would be Louisiana, formerly known as Louisiana Lafayette.
Oh, they and changed their name.
Correct. They do not.
See, I was unaware of that.
They do not. Yes, that would be Louisiana Lafayette.
Someone out there who thinks that I'm stupid and shouldn't have this job just has one more bullet
for their gun. I saw that about 6 months ago.
So that's the
Ragin'
Cajuns.
That would be the Ragin' Cajuns.
Louisiana, okay.
The University of Louisiana.
You know what? I like that name change because I always thought Lafayette did nothing for them.
No. Does anybody know where Lafayette, Louisiana is?
Well, the folks that live there probably
yes,
do.
I
like the folks in Hartford, Wisconsin. No, I was surprised. You knew 37 miles outside of Milwaukee.
I saw that statistic watching the U.S. Open at lunch yesterday. Okay.
The Hawkeyes will play Louisiana at 11 a.m. Central Time on November 20th. And then depending on whether they win or lose and the outcome of the other game, San Diego State and Wyoming are on the other side of the bracket. So the men's basketball team and the football team could both wind up playing Wyoming in the same season. Bottom portion of the bracket features Richmond, UAB, Buffalo, and Cincinnati. And you would think in looking at this that over the course of 3 days in the Cayman Islands, maybe the Hawkeyes and the Bearcats would wind up meeting in the championship if everything goes according to plan. But sometimes things don't go according to plan. I was watching a documentary on what it's like to live in the Cayman Islands earlier today. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched a little snippet of it. And they don't have taxes there. But things are extremely expensive because of like an import.
I feel like every time we hear about the Cayman Islands, it's for somebody like laundering money.
Shady reasons. Yeah.
We hear about the Cayman Islands. Oh, he's got an account in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, I don't. I barely have an account in Cedar Rapids, let alone the Cayman Islands. But that's a favorable looking matchup there for the Hawkeyes. And we're going to be talking with a former Iowa Hawkeye tomorrow at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Mike Gasell is going to be on the phone with us. He's got a basketball camp coming up with former teammate Adam Woodbury, and we're going to find out how things are going for Mike as he continues to move on with his life post-Iowa playing days. Another All-American honor today. They're really piling up for Jake Adams, the former Iowa first baseman. Second-team All-American honor by D1Baseball.com. Got a lot of other news to get to today as well. Cedar Rapids Colonels, as we mentioned, with the Travis Blankenhorn interview that you're not going to want to miss because, boy, man, as far as interviews go, they're going to teach this one in journalism classes at the University of Iowa and elsewhere after they hear. Because you think of the comments that Crash Davis teaches Evie Calvin Nuke Lelouch in Bull Durham, and for the most part, that's what this... Give me a time on this. What did we get, about 9 minutes?
We got 8 minutes.
Okay.
On the dot.
These are going to be the 8 greatest minutes of radio that you've ever heard on this station. The bar for that, by the way, is set pretty low. In fairness, the bar there is set pretty low. But coming up tonight at 5 o'clock, we do catch up with Cedar Rapids Colonels All-Star third baseman Travis Blankenhorn. Woodja is set for 5:30 today as well, and I'm quite proud of myself. I look at these Woodja questions for Alex and Kyle, and I think it's a solid offering.
Do you have the single greatest Woodja question of all time?
No,
you want to throw that caveat in there?
No? I can't make that promise. No. No.
So you'll make one promise, but just saying, just throwing everything under that umbrella just doesn't do any good. Is that what you're getting at?
Pretty much for the most part. Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line's available. So is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. 319-366-1600. I went back and I looked at the text line last night, and I do this all the time because I want to make sure that I'm not missing anything during the show, because sometimes they pop in fast and furious. And there was one comment with regards, because there was an issue yesterday where people were upset that we were talking so much about the baseball draft, which was a real-life, real-time event that was going on that impacted Eastern Iowa and the Iowa baseball program. And it wasn't necessarily a criticism, but someone was just said they were disappointed in the lack of basketball talk over the last month here. And I'm all for valid criticisms, and I went home and I was thinking about that last night, and I thought, okay, well, we probably could have talked a little bit more about the NBA playoffs, but what was there to say? Because at the very onset, hell, going back to the start of the regular season, everybody said it's going to be Cleveland and Golden State. So my view on the entire postseason was, once this gets here, it's going to be Golden State and Cleveland, so why bother diving into the minutiae of these matchups? Cleveland, Golden State, and then Golden State, the first two games were lopsided blowouts. And so I'm wondering just exactly what there was to talk about that they didn't touch on for about 9 hours on ESPN national programming earlier in the day, because they took a deep dive into that. They're already talking about NBA free agency 2 years from now.
Isaiah Thomas is going to be a free agent in 2 years. Does that scare you? As a huge Boston Celtics fan, I kid.
The biggest, literally. I've still got my shirt out.
When we talked about the NBA, I pretty much felt like a broken record, continuously stating the same thing, that I was waiting for the playoffs and hoping that there was going to be some compelling storylines or some compelling play, and it was pointless. We went through a pointless 82-game season where we knew what was going to happen. We went through a pointless playoffs where we knew what was going to happen. And then we got to the finals, and there was hope that, okay, well, this Warriors team is great, but LeBron, this is going to be a compelling series, right?
He shaved his head today.
Not really. Yeah, I saw that.
That's the entirety of Kyle Mann's first Midwest One Bank Big Board update when we come back from our break. He's just going to give a minute and 20 soliloquy on LeBron shaving his head. Let's head to the phone lines here and bring Clint in Iowa City onto the program. Clint, do you want to talk a little bit about the Open? What's up?
Hi. Yeah, I have 2 tickets that I'm not going to be able to use for Saturday, and I thought I'd offer them up to you guys if you guys want to go.
Coon?
Clint. Wow. This is... Oh. I
have plans this weekend.
I do, too. And I,
you do?
But...
Were you bluffing when you said you wanted to go to a major golf?
No, okay. I always wanted to.
Because Clint called your bluff.
Yes, he did. Well, Clint, I appreciate the offer. I do have plans this weekend, but I'm sure somebody will take you up on that offer. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Yeah, not a problem.
There was your chance, Alex.
I know. I'm sure there's going to be another chance, right? I've been to the U.S. Senior Open. Does
I'm
that
positive
count?
That someone would rent out their house to you for anywhere between $800 and $1,000. Or you could just be crazy and drive up and drive back.
It's what, 3.5, 4 hours?
Well, longer than that.
5 hours?
probably a little bit longer than that. You got to deal with that Milwaukee traffic, right?
Yeah.
424, that would have been a hell of a... Look, if I didn't have plans this weekend, and more importantly, if I didn't have a small child at home and a wife that would kill me, I think I would have done it. And then I would have tried to find Scott Unash and surprise him by being there, because I don't think Scott would want anybody else to be around. Nobody, he wouldn't want anybody harshing his buzz.
Cramping his style.
Exactly. Hey, Unash! I just shouted out.
I don't know this guy. He would definitely give us the cold shoulder, right?
Right in the middle of Zach's backswing or something. Scott Unash from Cedar Rapids. Zach just dumps those clubs out on the ground again. 424, Kyle's going to join us here in the studio for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We will get to some of the bigger headlines of the day as well, including the NCAA coming down on Rick Pitino and the Louisville basketball program, and perhaps one of the most ironic quotes of all time from Rick Pitino himself. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to give you that big board update.
Conventional wisdom may tell you that a local community bank doesn't have the resources to keep up with the big banks. That's not true at Midwest One Bank. From mobile banking to text alerts to pop money person-to-person payments, Midwest One can meet your needs. Enjoy the convenience of opening your account online at MidwestOne.com and the peace of mind knowing you can speak with a banker at a local Midwest One Bank whenever you need them. It's high tech and high touch at Midwest One, where you're the one. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Saturday, the first 1,000 fans get a free bobblehead. Two-time American League MVP, five-time All-Star, and former Cedar Rapids Colonel Mike Trout. Stick around for our spectacular post-game fireworks. Visit colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
I'm taking a look at the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, and we've heard from the NBA texter yesterday at 366-1600, and I don't like it when people give themselves names on the text line, but I'm going to allow it here. I'm going to grant him this one. I don't know whether he goes by it in real life, whether it's his nickname, or whether it's what he wants to go by. Kool-Aid.
He chose to be called Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
All right.
And I think that's
Kool-Aid is NBA guy?
I think that's Kool-Aid with a U instead of two O's, which is even better.
Kool-Aid.
So there you go. Unash is going to come back from vacation next week, and he's going to go, "What'd I miss?" And I'm going to go, "Well, we've got a texter named Kool-Aid now." Kyle, welcome back into the studio here. You did an outstanding job with Mark Dukes for the last hour on the gym class. Mark filling in. It's his show too, but Scott not with us today and tomorrow, and he'll be at Erin Hills again. I'm really upset that those tickets just sort of
were almost falling
into my lap. And
since you're a little bit higher on the totem pole here, would you get the first pick?
Next weekend, well, I would have taken you. If there were two tickets, I would have taken you if Mark would have said he didn't want to go. No. Next weekend, I'm open. That's just bad timing. 319-366-1600. Kyle, are we ready?
We sure are.
First Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Here's Kyle Mann.
Fran McCaffrey's Iowa basketball team learned earlier today that they will face Louisiana in the opening game of the Cayman Islands Basketball Classic, which begins on November 20th. Other teams participating in that tournament are South Dakota State, Wyoming, Richmond, UAB, Buffalo, and Cincinnati. Hawkeye players also found out who they would be paired with in the Primetime League this summer, as the local summer league's draft was held last night. Tyler Cook will be teamed up with Dom Uhl, Nicholas Bear with Isaiah Moss, Jordan Bohannon with Ryan Kreiner, Luke Garza with Mace Daly, Jack Nungi with Brady Ellingson, and Ahmad Wagner with Christian Williams. Jake Adams garnered yet another All-American honor today, being named a second-team All-American by D1Baseball.com. Adams was recognized as a designated hitter rather than a first baseman and now has six All-America distinctions. There are rumors swirling around the Iowa wrestling program regarding a potential transfer from 149-pounder Pat Lugo. Lugo has gone 63-18 and qualified for the NCAA championships twice in his 2 years at Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania, and told the Gazette's KJ Pilcher that he is leaning towards a transfer to Iowa. The Colonels lost last night 7-1 to the Quad Cities River Bandits, relinquishing their exclusive claim to first place in the division. They're now tied at the top with the Kane County Cougars, with the River Bandits just 2 games back. They'll look to bounce back tonight in the rubber match with Clark Beaker on the mound facing Gabriel Valdez. And that game will start at 6:35.
Todd, you have opened up a can of worms that I don't want to get into. Look at BJ now. He wants a nickname. Where does this
end?
Well,
no. No. Don't go down that road, because that's BJ emailed me yesterday, and it's a long story, and it's one that I won't bring out onto the air out of respect for him, because I got the email and I didn't recognize the name on the email, and at the end he was like, "By the way, this is my real name. Don't ever call me it." And so then I responded to him with a suggestion for a nickname, and he thought that would be funny. But guess what? Nuh-uh. You're BJ and Marion. No, you're BJ and Marion. Once you have an identity, you have an identity, just like Rick Pitino. A leopard can't change its spots, but he's very disappointed in the NCAA. He's lost faith in the NCAA. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a little bit. And the greatest interview that we've ever had here on KGY. I'm Travis Blankenhorn at 5 o'clock.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services. For a while now, you've heard me proclaim my obsession with our beloved Hawkeyes. But my Hawkeye obsession pales in comparison to our obsession with providing you efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Whether you're buying or selling commercial property or buying your first home. Sure, we love our Hawkeyes, but helping you is our passion. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City, and HawkeyeTitle.com. The team you love, the people you trust.
And Jacoby Podcast on the ESPN app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Ricky Fowler holds the first round lead right now at the U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. Fowler with a 7-under 65 today, with a two-shot lead over Brian Harman, Brooks Koepka, and England's Tommy Fleetwood. ESPN's Mark Stein reports that the Heat and the Celtics plan to pursue free agent forward Gordon Hayward when free agency opens up July 1st. Hayward's current team, the Jazz, can offer him the most money and the longest contract. The Warriors held their championship parade today in downtown Oakland. The team went 16-1 in the postseason to win the title. Louisville coach Rick Pitino gets a 5-game suspension in conference play, and the team gets 4 years probation. The NCAA handing down the penalties after a sex scandal investigation. The school will appeal. After 8 operations in 6 months, Vikings coach Mike Zimmer says his right eye is recovering nicely and he's not expecting any other issues. Baseball finals. The Twins beat the Mariners 6-2. Chris Jimenez with a 3-run homer. Indians beat the Dodgers 12-5.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with up to 50% off menswear designed by Michael Strahan. And get up to 40% off MSX activewear. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Greeny, it's time to amplify your game with the Summer Savings event.
How do I step it up, Golic?
Well, by getting in on BOGO 50 GNC Protein.
Go on.
Advanced Weibolic Extreme 60, Strength, Power, and Rip formulas, plus casein and original.
Sounds great, but how do they taste?
Weibolic Extreme 60 Proteins are packed with 8 powerhouse flavors.
Impressive.
No, Greeny, comprehensive. Hustle into your GNC or visit GNC.com. Sale ends July 5th. Strength begins at GNC.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with great savings on menswear designed by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear, including big and tall. Save more with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 6/14 to 6/18. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details. Season 1st, 6/14 to 6/18.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know, I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join, so join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
4:35, welcome in or welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, depending on whether you've been with us or whether you're just now joining us, maybe at your desk or in your car. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, that's our South Gym frequency. We'll be there in Iowa City tomorrow for the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire. Join us at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints throughout happy hour. That starts at 3 o'clock. Road trip starts at 4, goes until 7. And always a good time at Iowa City's home of the Cardinals. Cub fans are welcome, too. Otherwise, wouldn't be able to do the show there if they didn't let me in the door. I always like giving Sean a hard time about that. Speaking of baseball, we'll get into that in just a second. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, the main gym on the AM dial all across eastern Iowa. The Twins, big winners today, 6-2. Jose Berríos, fantastic start. We're going to talk about today's game and the Twins' performance this week in the Major League Baseball draft, among other things, with Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune coming up in hour number three. The Cubs maybe have found a leadoff man in first baseman Anthony Rizzo. I say that only slightly tongue-in-cheek. Two games atop the order, two home runs. Should Anthony Rizzo continue to be the Cubs' leadoff man? That's our Emil's Hideaway poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Find Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind the Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Not a very good day yesterday for Mets starter Matt Harvey, who now all of a sudden has a dead arm. So things are going from bad to worse for the Mets with regard to their starting rotation, because they've got some other issues there. Noah Syndergaard looks like he's going to be out even longer than they expected. And the Cubs still wound up losing yesterday, but they were able to get to Matt Harvey early.
I've been meaning to ask you this for a little bit, but I was wondering, and this goes back to the discussion about these pitchers kind of flaming out and the increase in Tommy John surgery. But I felt like there was a trend just a few years ago where a lot of these big-time power arms were being drafted, 17, 18-year-old kids that were throwing mid to upper 90s, and a lot of those guys were getting drafted pretty early. Has the trend kind of changed where you see teams maybe drafting a high school kid who's maybe possibly throwing 89, 92, where they're projecting, okay, once we build him up and kind of grow him naturally throughout our system, the velocity is going to be there, where they're possibly shying away from kids that are throwing 96, 97 when they're that young?
If I knew the answer to that, I'd be working for a team, which is paraphrasing Jim Callis of MLB.com, who on Twitter a couple days ago, someone asked him who he thought the Indians were taking at 65, the 65th pick in the draft. And Jim said, look, if I could project it out that far, I would be working for a team. You've got risk when you're dealing with pitchers, whether they're high school or whether they're college. And I don't necessarily think that there's a recipe. And you can have a guy. Remember Mark Pryor?
Yes.
When Mark Pryor was number two in the draft behind Joe Mauer, and the word on Pryor was he had perfect mechanics. Perfect mechanics. And then Mark Pryor completely fell apart. And the injuries were traced back to what? Mechanics, for the most part. And then you can point and say overuse, mishandling by Dusty Baker and the Cubs organization. But it's such a crapshoot because the human body is not meant to throw a baseball overhand at 95 to 100 miles. It's not meant to throw a baseball overhand at 80 miles an hour. I mean, it's just so every time that somebody is throwing a pitch, they're sort of defying the laws of the human body. And I follow this stuff pretty closely. You know, Nolan Ryan was going to revamp how the Texas Rangers handled their pitchers years ago when they had Derek Holland and Neftali Feliz and all these guys coming up through their minor league system. And he was going to have them throw live batting practice during the week on their off days. And Nolan Ryan thought the key to building up arms and getting them stronger was using them more, not using them less. Well, you look at Neftali Feliz, he just got DFA'd today, I think, by the Milwaukee Brewers. And Derek Holland is with the White Sox now, but he's had arm problems throughout his career. So nobody knows the answer here. You are literally just crossing your fingers when you draft pitching and hoping that things work out. For Tyler Thornburg's another example with the Red Sox. They thought they had found their eighth inning guy this year, the bridge to Craig Kimbrell, and it looks like he's heading for the thoracic outlet syndrome surgery, which could be the new Tommy John. Everybody's worried now, Tommy John, yeah, you come back in a year. This thoracic outlet syndrome is a different animal because it really saps the strength out of your arm, and it's a long, arduous process to come back from.
I just wanted to throw that out there because I've seen that not just as it pertains to baseball, but as it pertains to college football as well. As someone who kind of followed the recruiting process really closely, and I'll just use offensive line as an example. I would see kids who were 16 or 17 years old who were huge recruits. I'm talking when they were sophomores, weighing 300 pounds, 6'4", 315 pounds as a sophomore. Certain kids could squat 500 pounds that early. And when that was the case, a lot of schools would look at them and say, absolutely, we want them. A lot of big-time programs were offering those kids. And more often than not, that wasn't those kids would fall apart. Those kids' bodies would fall apart because they're not meant to be that big and strong that young. So I was wondering if something similar was happening with high school pitchers.
It might be. And you kind of know a little bit more what you're getting with college-aged pitchers because they're closer to a finished product. But I think you're still dealing with the devil, whether you're talking high school pitchers or college pitchers there. And we're going to talk a little bit more baseball coming up in hour number three today as well. Big news for Cedar Rapids native A.J. Puck. He's on the move in the Oakland Athletics organization, promoted to Double-A, just drafted a year ago, and now already just a one step two, depending on how you look at it, away from the majors. He's second in the minors in strikeouts, 98 strikeouts in 61 innings with the Stockton Ports in the California League. So he goes from being a Stockton Port to a Midland Rockhound.
Midland, Texas.
Midland, Texas.
We were talking about Midland, Texas about 2 weeks ago. I'm trying to figure out why. Because we talked about Odessa for some reason. We were talking about... You have to remind me here.
I can't remind. No, I don't remember what I had for lunch today.
Who's from Odessa, Texas, that we were talking about? Was it Hayden Fry?
Well, Hayden came up in the conversation, but I don't remember how we. I don't remember the genesis.
Okay. Well, I thought that was a discussion about Hayden Fry, but the Midland Rockhounds. I wonder if they have, because I know that they have sandstorms in that area. Do they have sand delays? Questions for Midlanders.
I think they've dealt with that in Lubbock before too, out there in West Texas.
But I know they have there.
So big news there for AJ Puck, and we'll talk a little bit more baseball, as you said, coming up in hour number three. But as we talked about going to the bottom of the hour, Louisville is facing the hammer from the NCAA. But if you recall, a couple years ago, the program got pulled into a investigation over a sex scandal there that involved a member of Rick Pitino's staff providing prospective recruits with strippers and prostitutes. And now the NCAA has come out and Rick Pitino is going to be suspended for 5 conference games. More importantly, Louisville is looking at having to forfeit wins between December 10th and July 14th when certain players involved in this investigation were on the roster. That puts the 2013 championship banner at risk. No team has ever had to forfeit a championship, and that could be the case here. Now Louisville is fighting back on this and is going to push back hard. But you have today Rick Pitino coming out and saying that he has lost faith in the NCAA. This is the same Rick Pitino, such a man of high moral character, that he was sleeping with, well, he wasn't sleeping with her. He was doing something else with a woman at the Italian restaurant. But Rick Pitino has lost faith in the NCAA because they punished him and his program for providing, one of the kids was 16.
I've never had more faith in the NCAA as to how they're handling the situations right now. And there are two situations, in case you haven't been following. One we're talking about right now with the University of Louisville, and then the other at Ole Miss with head coach Hugh Freeze. And in both cases, I guess you could throw North Carolina in there as well, but I'm just talking as it pertains to head coaches in college basketball and college football. In both cases, both head coaches clearly had an issue where someone that they hired, an assistant coach, was doing something that was explicitly banned by the NCAA. Todd just outlined it when it came to Rick Pitino. One of his assistants was making sure that prostitutes were available to 17-year-old kids. When it comes to Ole Miss, one of their former players on draft night admitted to having a coach paying for his bills. And still these coaches are coming out and saying, I've lost faith in the system. The NCAA is being unfair. No, what the NCAA is doing, and what it failed to do in certain other situations, is holding the head coach responsible. These were people that they hired. In past cases, the head coach was able to escape scot-free, and the players who were left over, some of them having nothing to do with the program at the time, were the ones that suffered. And the NCAA is now saying, no, we are going to make sure that Rick Pitino and Hugh Freeze are held responsible for their actions and for the things that happened under their watch. And I think that it's great. So for Louisville, for Rick Pitino to come out and say, oh, I've lost faith, this is unfair. One of his assistants allowed prostitutes, in fact, gave prostitutes to 17-year-old kids, made sure that they had them on recruiting visits. You can't do that. And when that happens under your watch, you're going to, and you rightfully should be punished. And that's what the NCAA has done.
It's very unlikely that the head coach doesn't know what's going on in his program.
How
I've been around
not?
For too long, and a lot of other people have been around a lot longer than I have. But you can't win this argument because either you're dialed in and you know what's going on in your program, or you try to play the I don't know what's going on here, and then you're basically admitting that you have a rudderless ship, or you're trying that you don't have control over your program, and then you look like a doofus. So you can't really win one way or the other here, but most coaches, and I'm talking football, basketball, baseball, I don't care what the sport is, these guys know what their players are doing, they know what their assistants are doing, and 99 times out of 100, they're aware of all of the things that are going on with their program. So for Pitino to try to make the case that this was a rogue employee, and that's the case here all the time, and I'm not just talking about sports, but any of these scandals, you see people get really worried about things that they're going to get snared up in, and it's always somebody else's fault, or it's always the work of one rogue employee. I'm not buying it, and especially not in this case, and for Rick Pitino to come out and say that this is what caused him to lose faith in the NCAA. A CT on the text line is saying, speaking of losing faith in the NCAA, until it does something, anything on Baylor, which, you know, I don't know, maybe something comes of that, but the NCAA, I feel like they got some clap back, if you will, over Penn State, and now they don't want anything to do with Baylor, but they're at least addressing the situation. A 16-year-old kid, I don't care whether you think it's cool or not, because trust me, I know there's a lot of guys out there listening to this right now that are thinking, man, I wish I was 16 and Louisville was recruiting me and hooking me up with women. Okay, 16 years old, okay? That's not a good look for a basketball program to be doing this. And I'm not buying that Pitino didn't know anything about it. And this is,
even
isn't Bobby Petrino the football coach at Louisville again?
Yes, he is.
So you've got Bobby Petrino coaching the football program, who is a terrible human being, and you've got Rick Pitino coaching your basketball. That's a culture issue. And I know Petrino had a lot of his stuff when he was at Arkansas, but you willingly welcomed him back to Louisville.
After he...
That, to me...
Stabbed you in the back the first time.
That, to me, says you've got a culture problem at the University of Louisville. And the culture there is they care about winning, and however you get it done, it doesn't matter whether you got a guy who... What did Petrino do? He printed off... When he left the Falcons, right? Didn't he print off notes or something and tape them in locker? He didn't even tell the team he was bailing on him to go back to college.
He said that there's no way that he was definitely going to be back that after that first year in Atlanta, and very similar to Nick Saban. 2 weeks later, he was on a plane landing in Fayetteville, Arkansas. But my question is, and you bring up this whole defense of, oh, I didn't know. How is that a defense? That's not a defense. Which
I don't
is
know.
Worse?
I don't know is not a defense.
I didn't know. I don't know. Which is worse? That he did know that this was going on, or that he was so oblivious that he didn't know what was going on? I think both are pretty equally bad. So the fact that this defense is still used, this ignorance defense, is beyond me. Has it ever worked?
1260 on the text line says it's a good thing Pitino and Louisville were racketeering inside a state institution, because private racketeering is mob affiliated. NCAA racketeering is considered improper recruiting benefits. There you go. 319-366-1600. We've got some other texts, including one from BJ and Marion about Midland. We'll get to that off the air. 453. Kyle's going to bring us another Midwest One Bank Big Board update soon. And then, to lead off hour number two, the single greatest interview you will ever hear. This is so in-depth, you're going to want to take notes on it. Travis Blankenhorn, Cedar Rapids Colonels All-Star third baseman, set to join us. Back with more of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM after this.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. Stop into 101 South Dubuque Street and wish the Dickens family congratulations on 70 years in business. Between Kyle Schwarber's struggles and Ben Zobrist's health, Cubs manager Joe Maddon has taken a lot of criticism this season when it comes to trying to find a leadoff hitter to replace Dexter Fowler atop the team's lineup. So more than a few eyebrows went up on Tuesday when Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo told a Chicago radio station that he'd be batting in the leadoff spot against the Mets. Two games and two home runs later, no one's laughing.
I'm statistically the greatest leadoff hitter of all time to lead the game off. I mean, I'd like to retire there, you know, just talk smack to everyone that tries to do it, you know. But no, it's just, you just go with it. It's fun. Obviously, we go back to back there. The club, the dugout's really loose. Statistically, by the books, to lead off the game, I'm the best there ever was.
Will Rizzo continue batting leadoff when the Cubs open a series at Pittsburgh tomorrow? Only Maddon knows the answer.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Welcome back into the program. 6211 on the text line says, the I don't know defense was used by Cam Newton and it worked for him. You can't tell me he didn't know his own dad was offering his services for money.
That is true.
I never said it didn't work.
I'm just saying when it, and I think the distinction here is when a person of authority, when a person is the head of something like the head football coach or the head basketball coach, when something is happening underneath them, they should probably know about it. It's a little bit different for someone whose dad may be out behind their back trying to get a payday.
0601 on the text line has a thought that I think of every time something like this comes up. If the 16-year-old athlete had been female and the coaching staff had sent a male prostitute, now I'm thinking about Fred Garvin, male prostitute, would this case be completely, of course it would be completely different. I mean, look at the way that we view all of the... Cedar Rapids had one recently. The teacher, the substitute teacher at Cedar Rapids, Washington. And there were people that were celebrating the fact that these kids were seduced by her. And you flip it around and a male teacher, you'd be calling for him to be thrown in jail for a really, really long time. I don't want to get into that. I really don't. But that's exactly... what's at play here? And I mean, this is a really creepy situation. And for Patina to play the I don't know card. 319-366-1600. Kyle, I know it's time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Fran McCaffrey's Iowa basketball team learned earlier today that they will face Louisiana in the opening game of the Cayman Islands Basketball Classic, which begins on November 20th. Other teams participating in that tournament will be South Dakota State, Wyoming, Richmond, UAB, Buffalo, and Cincinnati. Hawkeye players also found out who they would be paired with in the primetime league this summer, as the local summer league's draft was held last night. Tyler Cook will be teamed up with Dom Uhl, Nicholas Bear with Isaiah Moss, Jordan Bohannon with Ryan Preener, Luke Garza with Mace Daly, Jack Nungi with Brady Ellingson, and Ahmad Wagner with Christian Williams. Jake Adams garnered yet another All-American honor today, being named a second-team All-American by D1Baseball.com. Adams was recognized as a designated hitter rather than a first baseman and now has six All-America distinctions. There are rumors swirling around the Iowa wrestling program regarding a potential transfer from a 149-pounder Pat Lugo. Lugo has gone 63-18 and qualified for the NCAA championships twice in his 2 years at Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania and told the Gazette's KJ Pilcher that he is leaning towards a transfer to Iowa. The Colonels lost last night 7-1 to the River Bandits, relinquishing their exclusive claim to first place in the division. They're now tied at the top with Kane County, with the River Bandits just two games back. They'll look to bounce back tonight in the rubber match with Clark Beaker on the mound facing Gabriel Valdez. That game's going to start at 6:35.
Speaking of the Colonels, we caught up with All-Star third baseman Travis Blankenhorn earlier today. We talked astrophysics, a number of in-depth topics. You're going to want to hear it next on the Todd Brummel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let